Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
Do you want to spend more time in God's Word, but your tight schedule doesn't permit you to sit down with your Bible? Do you sometimes find the Bible confusing? Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, a daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. You can listen and study anytime, anywhere, on your commute, at the gym, or while doing housework. Learn more at thewordendures.org, thewordendures.org.
The great thing about being tolerant is that you can do that from your couch. You know, you can just lay there and do nothing, and you're successfully tolerating everything in the world. It doesn't really require anything of you.
It's important to understand that what begins as discrimination becomes secularization. You can't have a system where you legally privilege one religion without causing blowback.
The problem is if you go into marriage with this false ideal of self-actualization, then if you don't get that self-actualization, you've got your built-in excuse to quit.
The answer to despair is God's Word, living, mighty, efficacious. The answer to despair is our baptism. The answer to despair is the Holy Supper.
College students graduating during COVID-19, love Issues, etc.
Scripture uses this word a lot, godliness. What does it mean to be like God, to be in God's likeness? It even says that you can have the form of godliness while denying its substance. What does that mean? And what does it mean to be called to be godly? What does it mean to be ungodly? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, May the 29th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. In Hour 1 today, we'll listen to a teaching by Pastor Will Wheaton on godliness. Then it's the Beliefs and Practices of Scientology with Dr. Jeff Mallinson. Pastor Will Wheaton is assistant pastor at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois, formerly served as director of worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He's host of a daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study produced by Lutheran Public Radio called The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, and he's author of the books Celebrating the Saints, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, and See My Savior's Hands. Let's listen to his presentation from the Spring 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Making the Case for Godliness.
Thank you. It is a joy to be with you, and we have to begin with two grumps. My first grump is a half an hour hymn sing to cover Gerhardt. What were you thinking, Schwartz? Okay, so I'm going to have to say we're going to put some hymn into this presentation. So pull out your hymnals, or either under your chair or behind you, wherever. Open up to hymn number 708, and Scott's going to let rip on stanza 1. 708, stanza 1. guys rock. That is, it is the personal responsibility of everybody in this room to make sure that my wife remembers that that is the sermon hymn at my funeral. Don't let me down, okay? Second grump. What kind of a stupid title and presentation is this? Why would you even be here anyway? Making the case for godliness? What is the alternative? That some Bible-believing Christian is going to be up here making the case for ungodliness? It doesn't even make sense. Luther famously said, "This life is not godliness, but growth in godliness. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not now what we shall be, but we are on the way. The process is not finished, but it has begun. This is not the goal, but it is the road." And that's why we have to sing. Because you know the road in Isaiah 35, where's the road going? It's going back home to Zion. And what are the people doing as they're walking the road, as they're going home? They are singing the songs of Zion as they march home. Everything at present does not gleam and glitter, but everything is purified. So with Jeff's permission, or without it, I'm going to change the title a bit. This is not about making the case for godliness. This is about making the case for Christians actively pursuing godliness. Which is to say, I 100% disagree. I mean, you know those bumper stickers out there that says stuff happens, right? You know what I'm talking about? So there are people that think sanctification happens, right? You know, this is Verity's great, hey, sanctification is just getting used to your justification. I think that's actually not really good. I believe that godliness is something that God actually wants you to work on, to chase after, to seek to grow in. And that, I think, would give us something to talk about for this next little bit. First of all, though, to clear up the idea of what is godliness itself, because I don't think English helps us here. You hear godliness, and what are you thinking about? Being godlike, you know, God, your virtue conforming to God, whatever. In the Greek, this is you or oizebia, and it's related to the word sebo, to worship. And oi is good, so it's like good worship. The person who is godly is the person who is doing good worship. There's the alternative, which is asebia, which is the person who doesn't worship. And what's really cool is how Paul unpacks for us what eusebia, godliness, is. Do you remember how he does it? 1 Timothy chapter 3. These are some really crazy words. What does he say? "Great is the mystery of godliness." What's the next word? Say? He! Read it. You got it? Read it. He was manifested in the flesh. He was vindicated by the Spirit. He was seen by angels. He was proclaimed in all the world, and he was believed on in the world, taken up in glory. He, what's the mystery of godliness? Jesus. Jesus is the mystery of godliness. He is the prime liturgist. Jesus is the mystery of godliness unpacked. Okay, so next ask yourself, so what's the liturgy that Jesus offered? What's the sacrifice offered to the Father and offered so perfectly? himself, and he offered himself in love, right? Listen to how John unpacks this. You know these words, but let them roll over you one more time. 1 John 4:7 to 21. Listen. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Say it aloud with me. God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Live through him. And this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the wiping out of our sins. Beloved, if God loved us like that, then we also ought to love one another. Look, no one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love reaches its completion in us. And this is how we know we abide in him, we stick in him and he in us, because he's given us of his Spirit. And so we see and we testify, the Father sent his Son and sent him to be the Savior of the world. Anyone who confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God's in him and he in God. So we've come to know and to believe the love God has for us.
We'll hear more about the love of God from Pastor Will Wheaton speaking at the Spring 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Making the Case for Godliness, next.
You want to spend more time in God's Word, but your tight schedule doesn't permit you to sit down with your Bible? Do you sometimes find the Bible confusing? Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, a daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. You can listen and study anytime, anywhere, on your commute, at the gym, or while doing housework. Learn more at thewordendures.org, thewordendures.org.
Weddings and pandemics. That seems like an odd combination, but it's the May issue of the Lutheran Witness in sickness and in health. The church will only survive COVID-19 by focusing on Christ, who offered his life for his bride that she might be spotless. So also the bride and groom will only fulfill their wedding vows in sickness and in health by focusing on Christ and his word of forgiveness. Subscribe to the Lutheran Witness at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective, cph.org/witness.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Pastor Clint Poppe, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, proud supporter of Issues Etc. Each month we host the Nebraska Lutherans for Confessional Study, a serious study of Lutheran theology. We generally meet on the fourth Thursday of each month from 9:30 to 2:30, and both clergy and laity are invited. There is no charge to attend. For more information, please call the church office or visit our website, goodshepherdlincoln.org, and click on the green NLCS tab.
Our pastors especially have carried a large burden to maintain Christ's instruction to provide word and sacrament ministry to their flocks. Thank your pastor by sending him an ad crucem greeting card or gift suitable for any budget. We recommend embroidered face masks, stunning posters confessing the faith, a crucifix or a pectoral cross, or how about a selection of Christmons? Recognize your faithful under-shepherd for upholding the office of holy ministry during these adverse circumstances. Visit adcrucem.com.
The Substitute Organist Service, aptly abbreviated SOS, really has come to our rescue.
Pastor Jim Hollowatch of Christ Lutheran Church in Jackson, Mississippi.
With the ever-growing shortage of skilled musicians in our community, We were approaching a real crisis, but thanks to the Substitute Organist Service, help is always just minutes away. With its easy, intuitive interface, friendly customer service, and outstanding musicianship, you really couldn't ask for more.
You can find out more about the Substitute Organist Service at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services, and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday, May the 29th, we're hearing the case for godliness made by Pastor Will Wheaton at the Spring 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Here's more on the love of God.
We believe the love that God has for us. God is love. Oh, he says it again. Say it one more time with me. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. And this is how love reaches its end in us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear. Fear has to do with punishment. Whoever fears has not been perfected in love. You know the next line, don't you? We love because he first loved us. So if someone says, I love God, and hates his brother. I think you just heard a presentation on that. He is a liar. For one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this is the command we have from him. Whoever loves God must love his brother also. People loved by God. To me, the great joy of being a Lutheran Christian is that I know that my righteousness before God is the love of Jesus. My righteousness before God is that Jesus loved all the way to the end. He offered the liturgy of love, offering himself to give us life. That's my righteousness, and that's your righteousness too. That's justification. And then there's sanctification. Justification, the apology to the Augsburg Confession says, is the approval not of some particular work, but of an entire person. Do you get it? When you're baptized, God says, that one, mine, forever, they're mine. I approve of them. He said that of you. You are his. And how amazing is that? The apology to the Augsburg Confession also says, when you get Christ like that, when Christ is apprehended as mediator through this faith, the heart finds rest and begins to love God and to keep the law. It knows that now, because of Christ as mediator, it is pleasing to God, even though the inborn fulfilling of the law is far from perfection and is very impure. You've done it. You do something spontaneously by the gift of the Spirit of God for someone else, and what do you do right away? You stop and go, yeah, that was really good. Whedon, that was an amazing move. Very good. And immediately you've spoiled it, right? Well, what a joy to know this is all covered under the forgiveness of Christ. Every time I try to do a good work, I'm going to screw it up. But it's all okay. It's all okay. Because he has given me, in his Son, complete and full approval of me as a person. That's something I've been thinking about for a couple years that I think we get wrong. How many of you guys have been taught that justification means that God declares you not guilty? Right? I mean, it's kind of standard teaching, I would think. He declares you not guilty. And I think it does mean that. But I think if you stop here, you've missed out on the whole joy of it. Because justification does, it's not just that he says you're not guilty, it's that he says, you are mine. You belong to me. You got a place in my house, a place at my table. You're going to live with me forever. You are mine. You're my child. I love you. That's what he declares. Not just that you're not going to be sent to hell, but that I got a place for you here in my kingdom where you can live with me forever. So, yeah, Todd was right. I have too many quotes from the Lutheran Confessions I want to get in here. And we're not going to be able to get them all in, but I want to get this clear. When it comes to God declaring that you are his, that's all something he does. You get your hands off of it. I mean, why do you think Jesus said, born again? Why do you think he used that image? Did you decide to get born? No. Was anybody consulting you about your birth or about your life? No. It came to you as gift. Boom, there it is. Ah, you are. That's how it is being born again. The gift of baptism. Justification. But now that you're born, he's actually given you a life. And life is to be lived. Listen, Dr. Luther has written that a person's will in his conversion is purely passive, doing nothing at all. This is to be understood with respect to divine grace in the kindling of new movements. That is, when God's Spirit, through the heard word or the use of the sacraments, grabs hold of a person's will and works in him the new birth and conversion. When the Holy Spirit has accomplished this, then the new will of that person is an instrument, an organ of God the Holy Spirit, so that the person not only accepts grace, but also cooperates with the Holy Spirit in all that he does. Cooperate, Latin. Anyone want to throw it back into Greek? Synergy. Synergy. Wait a minute. We're not synergists, are we? Yeah, we are. We're synergists in the article of sanctification, not in the article of justification. But you know what? The Lutheran Confessions are also so beautiful on this. We are very, very weak synergists. They deal with how it actually is in our life. I mean, is the Christian life, you know, just going from one triumph to the next, climbing up the mountain? What's it really like? You know what they do in the Orthodox monasteries? They literally do this. You know what they do? Oops, I'm going to get in trouble with Greg. And they do this again. What are they doing? If you ask them, what are they doing? What are they answer? We're practicing. We're practicing because after every fall, time to get back up. So in our very, very fragmentary and weak sanctification, we do indeed rely 100% on the beautiful covering of Christ's righteousness, and that's what gives you the courage to get back up. He says to you, hey, you're mine, and I love you. We love because he first loved us.
We're listening to Pastor Will Wheaton make the case for godliness from the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Pastor Wheaton is host of a 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study produced by Lutheran Public Radio called The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. You can listen to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever anytime, anywhere at thewordendures.org, on the Lutheran Public Radio app, and on your favorite podcast provider. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. We'll have another stanza of the hymn, Lord, Thee I Love With All My Heart, next.
Despair says nobody cares, and that's not true.
Dr. Christian Kincaid, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, Living with Grief, Bound by Sorrow, Wrapped in Comfort.
And despair says there's no hope for me, and that's not true. To despair is not of God.
Learn more about living with grief at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040.
Did you know that for over 40 years, Lutheran Church Extension Fund has had the humble privilege of supporting Lutheran Church Missouri Synod ministries with low-cost loans and resources? This is Rahema Kavuga, Synod Relations Manager of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Because of faithful investors like you, we've been able to help church workers, congregations, schools, and organizations. To learn how you can get involved, call 800-843-8233.
Do you know any military veterans in your church or community? Do you have a passion to support and reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then Operation Barnabas is for you. Called by Christ's love, Operation Barnabas engages, empowers, and equips LCMS faith communities to provide hope, healing, and support to military-connected persons living in their community. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth, Luther Academy. 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Where doctrine is life. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming an Issues Etc. congregational sponsor. Ascension of Christ Lutheran, Beverly Hills, Michigan. Christ the King Lutheran, Billings, Montana. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Sherman, Illinois. Hope Lutheran, Sunbury, Ohio. Messiah Lutheran, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Our Savior Lutheran, Ridgecrest, California. Redeemer Lutheran, Los Alamos, New Mexico. St. John Lutheran, Paulina, Iowa. St. Paul Lutheran, Irvine, California. And Trinity Lutheran, San Angelo, Texas. Find out how your confessional Lutheran church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click Support, Donate, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes an Issues Etc. sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're listening to Pastor Will Wheaton making the case for godliness from the Spring 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Next, Pastor Whedon leads the assembly there in another stanza of Lord Thee I Love with All My Heart.
Pull out your hymnal again. Turn to stanza 708, stanza number 2. In fact, stand up, because you guys look too sleepy. Stand up. So there is this naughty move. It's a naughty Lutheran move that happens. It goes, well, you know, the best way for me to illustrate it is to pick on my kids. I usually pick on my son, but because my daughter just got married 2 weeks ago, I'm going to pick on her. It happened with her enough, too. You walk through the kitchen, and you're like, And I go, and there is Becca in front of the computer playing a game. And I say, Becca! Take out the trash. And what does she say? Sure, Dad, no problem. And I go about my business. And an hour later, I walk into the kitchen and I go, Becca, take out the trash. And she responds, if she's being a good Lutheran, a naughty Lutheran, with something like, oh, you're right. I didn't take out the trash. I am such a worm. And I walk away assuming this means that the trash will be taken out. And then, you know, 2 hours later I walk in and guess what I smell? The trash! And I explode this time. Becca! Take out the trash! And being a naughty Lutheran, she says, oh, Dad. I get it. You've shown me my sin, my failure. Here I sit playing video games, and there sits the trash, smelling so awful. Forgive me. And along with forgiveness, I would grab her by the ear and haul her over to the trash and put it in her arms and say, the dumpster is out there! Okay, it's kind of goofy, but don't tell me you haven't heard that move. Maybe you've even heard it in a sermon or two. Maybe you've even given it in a sermon or two. Kind of runs like, this is what God in his law says. You haven't done it, me either. Don't worry. Jesus has done it. Be at peace. This makes nonsense of the entirety of the New Testament. Stop and think for a second. Romans chapter 12. How many of you guys love Romans 12? I love that chapter. It's like awesome. Might be because it starts with worship, but it's awesome. So, Romans 12, he's already dispatched of the problem of people thinking they're not sinners. What did he do? Romans 3, what's he do? I mean, wrong. He does it from 1 to, remember how he sets up a sting, right? Romans 1, the good moral people listening to that go, yeah, those disgusting people out in the world. I don't know what the world is coming to. You know, and you're right there, and then he's like, yeah, and you've done the exact same thing. You're like, ouch, you know. So then Romans 3 is like, man, he's swept everybody together, put everybody in the pile of sinners, right? So that he can justify the whole kit and caboodle of you, sinners, everybody together. And then you get to Romans 12. Where's my guy with the Bible? You got Romans 12? Ooh, that might be Eusebia talk. Make your bodies be a living sacrifice to God. I mean, the old covenant was all about dead sacrifices, right? This is about living sacrifices. Okay, keep going. Holy and acceptable to God. Holy and acceptable, which is only in Jesus. Go ahead. Stop. Paul told you to be transformed. Oh, I'm so sorry. This is a piece of law. It should make you feel very guilty that you're not transformed. And you should sit there and say, oh, you're right, God. I should be, and I'm not. Is that really the move you're going to make? Do you really think that's what Paul was after in Romans 12? Seriously, do you think that? When he said, be metamorphosized, be transformed, I think he actually meant it. Be changed. Changed from the inside out. And what kind of metamorphosis is he giving you there? I'm not going to ask you to read the rest of the chapter, but if you go through it, I think you can sort of get a summary. You could put one word on the whole chapter. What's he actually asking you to do? Live in, say it again, love. He really is asking you to live in love. In fact, I think he's actually inviting you into it. Let's just take a very concrete instance. Jesus tells you to love your... I want the hard one. The enemies. Is he talking about Al-Qaeda and the Taliban? I'm going to say no, because I think it's a lot more personal. You know who your enemies are? They're the people in your lives that you like to avoid. They're the people in your lives who make your life miserable and difficult. Maybe they're at work. Maybe they're your boss. Maybe they're your spouse. Maybe they're your kids. Or maybe they're your parents.
Pastor Will Wheaton is making the case for godliness from the Spring 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, talking about that person in your life who is very difficult to love. More on that next. I've written a column for the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Closed Communion, Biblical, Historical, Lutheran, and Loving. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Nancy Almodovar writes about her journey from the profound doubt produced by her former Calvinist beliefs to the absolute certainty of Lutheran theology. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
The Simply Classical curriculum for special needs moves at my child's pace and gives her exactly what she needs. So writes Amber, a homeschooling mother who has joined thousands in homes and schools teaching from this uniquely Christian classical approach to special education. Teach students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome based on ability level rather than chronological age. Use promo code LPR20 today at classicalspecialneeds.com. Classicalspecialneeds.com.
LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Your lifeline to the Lutheran worldview. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union serves the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod community with car and personal loans, mortgages, credit cards, checking and savings accounts. Lutheran FCU supports LCMS organizations with its Spotlight Ministry program, and Lutheran Federal Credit Union allows you to make purchases with Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay using your digital wallet. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Good for you. Good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union. LutheranFCU.org.
Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues Etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Pastor Will Wheaton is making the case for godliness from the Spring 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. We say that these are times that are uncertain. That's become a cliche. These are times that are changing. That's become a cliche. But these are times that are full of real human grief, and that is no cliche. That needs an answer. We can talk about uncertainty. We can talk about change, but what is the answer to genuine grief in the face of death during the times of pandemic? Well, you can find that answer in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May called Living with Grief, Bound by Sorrow, Wrapped in Comfort. Call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours and ask for Living with Grief, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Back to Pastor Will Wheaton, talking about that person in your life who is very difficult to love.
I want you to think right now. I want you to visualize. Visualize that person that makes your life so difficult. You got the picture? You got it in your head. Jesus says, pray for them. Pray that blessings pour out upon them. And love them. Go be with them. Go serve them. Now, when he says this to us, do you got that old Adam inside of you like I got in me? What does he say right away? I don't think he says no, because even the old Adam knows you're not supposed to say no to Jesus. What's he say? Your old Adam must be different from mine. Mine says, I can't. I can't. You don't understand. Think Moses. I got a job for you. Send somebody else. Think Jonah. I'm going the other way. Thank you very much. all these people throughout Scripture. And Jesus, he says, no, you. Some of the most beautiful words of Scripture I've been thinking about so much lately. Matthew 11. Come to me, all you who are worn out and who are just carrying these crushing loads, come to me and you will find rest. Rest. Take my yoke on you and learn from me, because I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The shared yoke. Do you get it? When Jesus sends you out there to love your enemy, to actually do it, he's not sending you out there to do it alone. He's like, here, get under here with me. Get under here with me. Come on, let's go. We got it. And when you say, but I'm afraid, he goes, it's okay, I'm right here by you. And when you say, but I can't, he goes, hey, you can do all things. I'm the one who gives you strength. And when you said, I'm just too weak, he goes, hey, my grace, it's made perfect in your weakness. Come on, let's go. And off he pulls you, and you with him. The cool thing about the love of Jesus that he's inviting you into and to grow into is that it is the strongest force in this world. Hatred can't crush it. Violence can't end it. I'm telling you, there is nothing that can conquer this love that he wants to plant inside of you. You're like Peter in the boat. And he's saying, come on, step out. You can do it. And everything's cool until Peter sees all the reasons why this cannot be happening. And down he goes. But when you keep your eyes on him, you'll be dancing with Jesus on the water in his love, because it's the greatest power of all. He never sends you off alone to fulfill the commandments. He invites you to come under his yoke, and he does the heavy lifting, and you're just along for the ride. When you get this, then you see how Paul can say words that sound so bizarre to us. Philippians 2. Listen. So, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. People loved by God, he tells us we have to become children again. What do children do? Pastor Leonard Payton taught me this. I love this. What do children do? They play. This world is his playground, love's playground. He's like, I've given you the indestructible weapon. Come on, let's go dump it on him. And wherever you turn, whoever you meet, wherever you encounter, you're like, I can't. He's like, of course you can. Come on, we got it. We got it. You and Jesus. And when you give it all you got, people loved by God, loving and serving your neighbor, the real live person next door, and your enemy, and all the difficult folks you have to deal with day by day, you're free to do so knowing that you're going to screw it up, and it's okay. Christ got that covered with his own righteousness, but he wants by his Spirit's power you to grow more and more in his love until you become love like him. The day is going to come, the blessed day, when you don't have to chase after godliness anymore. You'll be closing your eyes in death. But you'll do it in the complete confidence that Jesus is going to raise you up. And when he does, this righteousness which has covered you and this righteousness which he's begun working in you is going to meet together. And it's going to be glorious. You will be loved through and through, and it will all be his work. You won't be standing there on that day saying, "Would you look at what I did?" On that day, you're going to be standing there going, "Lord Jesus, how on earth did you pull that off? Amazing." And you're going to give him praise and thanks forever. Please stand and let's sing at 708 verse 3. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, your perfect, unfailing love is our righteousness before the Father. Thank you for the gift of your Spirit. Thank you for planting your love in us and causing it to grow. Transform our lives each day into more and more of what you have declared us to be. And by your Spirit's work, bring to completion in us on the last day what you have begun, that with all the angels and saints we may sing your praise without end. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to you forever. Amen.
Give a round of applause to Pastor Will Wheaton. That's Pastor Will Wheaton of The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, making the case for godliness from the Spring 2018 Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference. Are you in the market for a home, car, wedding, or student loan? Check out Lutheran Federal Credit Union at LutheranFCU.org. Serving the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod community, Lutheran Federal Credit Union, LutheranFCU.org. After the break, we'll discuss the persistence of anti-Catholicism in America with Dr. Corey Moss of Hillsdale College.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India.
Sweden.
Egypt.
France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong.
Austria.
Finland.
Malaysia.
Singapore.
Bulgaria.
Korea.
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th Century. The 8th Century. The 4th Century. The best of the Church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.